Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm your host this week, Theodora Block. Today we're talking with PhD student Regina Spranger here at UC Santa Cruz in the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Department. Welcome, Regina. So glad you could join us today.
Thanks for having me, Theodora.
So it'd be great if you could give us an overview of the sort of research you do in Santa Cruz.
So I study amphibians, mostly frogs and salamanders, and how they're dealing with climate change and different habitat issues that they have here locally in the county.
So Regina and I are currently sitting at the Younger Lagoon Natural Reserve, and we're hearing a few sounds of frogs going. What are the frogs that we're hearing?
These are Pacific chorus frogs. They are some of the more common frogs you find around here in Santa Cruz. They're about 2 inches by 2 inches in size, and they can range actually from any color from brown to like lime green. They are called chorus frogs because, as you might be able to hear, they make a lot of noise. Most frogs only make noise during the breeding season, but these frogs make noise all year round. If you come anywhere in Santa Cruz where it's moist, you can hear them chirping quite a bit.
You mentioned that you study the red-legged frogs. Tell us a bit more about them.
So the red-legged frogs are the California red-legged frogs. They are our state amphibian, which is pretty cool. And they are vulnerable. So they are ranked on the extinction scale. So they are not quite endangered yet, but vulnerable is a step below that. They are found here in Santa Cruz, quite a bit in Santa Cruz County. We have a couple of good, strong breeding populations that I'm working with. The work that I'm trying to help do is to understand their habitat conditions. A lot of our strongest breeding populations here actually live in kind of man-made areas, which is unusual. And while we, of course, would prefer for them to breed in natural conditions, if they are successfully breeding in our man-made ponds, we'll happily support them that way too. But what that means is that our man-made ponds, sometimes the vegetation is not what is ideal for them to breed in. So for the specific pond that I work with, there's these large plants that are overgrowing and shading out the pond, which is actually bad for the frogs. They need to be able to thermoregulate, which means they need to be able to adjust their body temperature by going into the sun or the shade, depending on if they need to warm or cool off.
Why do frogs like this need to thermoregulate?
So all amphibians, frogs and salamanders, need to thermoregulate. They're what has been called cold-blooded in the past. The scientific term for that is ectotherm. That means that their bodies don't maintain their temperature for them. So for us as humans, our body maintains our temperature for us, no matter if we go somewhere cold or warm. But frogs and salamanders can't do that. So they have to actually choose to be the temperature they need to be at. And we call that thermoregulating. They are choosing to go to a hotter environment or a colder environment to get to the body temperature, to the temperature they want to be at. So these frogs, if they can't get hot enough, then they're not living their ideal life. They're not able to maybe survive as well or find as much mates or food. So we want the conditions at the pond to be ideal and kind of natural so they can get to the correct temperatures they need to be at.
If folks would like to contact you, how can they do that?
Sure, I have a Twitter handle. You can follow me on Twitter or message me. It's at Regina Spranger, so my name. I welcome any questions you have about the amphibians local to Santa Cruz.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm your host, Theodora Block, and thanks again to our guest today, Regina Spranger.